views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Moms, are you ready to become enlightened, empowered, and stress-free? Well, get ready because you are about to tune into vibrant, powerful moms helping everyday women create an extraordinary life with Debbie Pokornik. Each week, Debbie discusses topics to help you become self-aware, inspired, and on track to create the life you crave. It's time to stop settling and start thriving. And it all begins now on Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is your host, Debbie Pokornik, and you are listening to the Vibrant, Powerful Mom Show, a podcast focused on helping you realign with your vibrant, powerful self so that you can fully enjoy the life you've come here to live. Now, if you've been listening to me on other shows, then chances are you're noticing that my voice does not sound really vibrant today. And you're absolutely right. However, I decided that, you know what, I'm going to go ahead with this show anyway for two reasons. One is because I have a really great guest who I'm guessing is feeling vibrant and powerful enough for the both of us. So she's going to carry me where I'm lacking. And secondly, because I really think it's important that I don't try to pretend that I'm always in that vibrant space. We all have up days and down days, and the best thing we can do is accept whatever comes our way, as difficult as it sometimes seems, and just try to focus on whatever there is to be grateful for in that moment. And so this part was kind of easy for me today because I am so grateful to introduce you to my guest today. Her name is Lucy McMonagle, and she is here to help us discover the top three secrets moms need to know for more money. Now, this is a big deal because money is always a big deal. And also because at one point, Lucy chose to eat crackers in order to feed her son and keep a roof over her head. So she really understands the choices that some moms have to make. She struggled for over 18 months, and finally, she was able to break free and transform her poverty-stricken life, filled with tragedy, into a life of abundance, wealth, and joy. Despite all odds, Lucy has risen to become a highly sought-after miracles and magic abundance coach, author, and speaker that hosts the renowned Wealthy Wednesday show. Lucy, welcome to the Vibrant Powerful Mom Show.
Wow, Debbie, thank you so kindly for having me on your show. I am so excited to be here.
Awesome, awesome. Well, you know what? Let's just dive right in with the question that I am sure is on everybody's mind, which is, how does a mom break free from the financial struggles that they face?
Wow, Debbie, that is such a phenomenal question. And really, one of the very first things that a mom needs to do is to first, you have to make friends with money, because there's so often as a mom, we're so busy, we're taking care of all of this other stuff, and we are not friends with money, as in you're not really looking at what money is coming in and what money is going out. You just notice that it's just not there, or at the end of the month, there's just not enough.
Yes, I think I do that sometimes, for sure. So then what's the best method you've discovered for reducing stress when you're a busy mom? Because let's face it, you're right, moms are super busy.
Absolutely, they're super busy. In tying this up with the first question, because a lot of times when we're frustrated about not quite having enough money to buy those school supplies or not quite having enough money to get the car fixed when it breaks down, we stress out. Mm-hmm. And in order to start reducing that stress is to do what's called diaphragmic breathing. And it might sound really, really simple. It's like, you want me to breathe and that's going to reduce my stress? Right. And it's yes, yes. But this is not just breathing quickly. This is like stopping for 30 seconds and taking in a nice deep breath as if you're breathing all the way down to your toes and then breathing out very slowly and doing that 3 or 4 times. When you do that, it reduces your stress and it helps you become more centered so you can focus on what do I need to do next. And that's when you reduce stress and it also helps you start looking at money in a better perception.
Nice, nice. Breathing is such a huge thing and there's so many ways that we can use it to our advantage and we overlook it so often. So I love that. Beautiful, right down to your toes.
Yes.
So what about though those moms that feel like they're just running in circles? Because I mean, that busyness is just such a big deal. And I'm just wondering if maybe there's a quick technique besides the breathing, but that she can do to actually slow down some of the craziness as well.
Yes. And this is one of my favorite techniques. And if you're driving, when you're listening to this, please don't close your eyes. But what you would do is you would take your pointer finger and your thumb on your right hand, and you'd put those two fingers together, and same thing on your left hand, your pointer finger and your thumb. And if it doesn't feel comfortable to use your pointer finger, you can use your pinky, your ring finger, your middle finger, just one finger to your thumb, just like you're making a little okay sign. Right. The next step is to take the tip of your tongue and feel the roof of your mouth, and there's going to be a little mound behind the front of your teeth.
Right. I can't. So you, yeah.
Right. You can't usually talk when you're doing this. So you put the tip of your tongue on that little mound that's dipped down. You have your fingers like this, and then you breathe in, just like I mentioned a little bit earlier to reduce the stress. You breathe in nice 3 deep breaths all the way down to your toes. And then release. And then breathe in another deep, deep breath. And you hold it for a second. And then you release the breath. This is all through your nose. One more deep breath all the way down to your toes. And then release it through your nose. And now this time we're going to take 3 more breaths, but we're going to breathe in focused, balanced, centered. And you breathe in focused, balanced, centered all the way down to your toes. You hold it for a second.
Those words you're breathing in as you breathe.
You're breathing in those words. You're breathing in focused, balanced, centered.
Nice.
And you're just imagining them coming all the way into your body. And then when you breathe out, you're breathing out anything that's frustrating you. You're breathing out anything that's making you angrier or making you feel bad or making you just not feel comfortable. You're just breathing that out. And then you breathe in focused, balanced, centered a second time. And then one last time, breathe out. And then breathe in one last time, focused, balanced, centered, then breathe out. And you do that. It takes approximately 30 seconds. When you breathe in focused, balanced, centered, you literally slow down time.
Nice.
And I can't explain the quantum physics quite yet, but every single individual that has anchored this into their life get more done quicker and easier. And I'm talking about hundreds of women over the last 20 years that I've been teaching this to.
Nice. You know, I love that tool because what it really points out is that it's not about being more efficient. It's not about having a better plan. It is totally about zeroing in on what you truly control, which is your response. Right? And the calmer you are, the more relaxed you are, the more capable you are, and the easier it is for you to actually get things done. So beautiful tool. Love it.
Yes. Right. Thank you, Debbie.
No, no problem. Thank you for sharing. So I talk a lot about intuition, and I would really love it if you were to share your take on what intuition is and how we can follow it, or maybe a tip for how we might use it or whatever.
Intuition to me is your GPS system. As in, this is your soul life calling you to do this or that. Mm-hmm. It's your success system. It's how you will become successful. And it's the clues that we understand. It's the knowingness. Or in this next technique that I'm going to teach you, it's either a yes or it's a no.
Okay.
And in order, a lot of individuals, we are really, really intuitive. But it comes so naturally to us that we don't realize it's intuition that's really working. Other times when we're very intuitive, when we're younger, we're told that that doesn't exist, or we're led to believe that we should not trust ourselves. And that's what intuition really does, is help you trust yourself. So one of the best and easiest ways that I've learned how to utilize intuition is to use my physical body as a pendulum. When I say a pendulum, I mean being able to ask yourself, should I go to the movies tonight? Or I mean, you can ask it anything. I ask my body very serious questions, as in, should I create this product or should I work with this client? And I ask it simple questions like, you know, should I cook chicken for dinner? So the way you do that is you do the focus balance centered, because you want to be centered in your body. You don't want your mind all over the place thinking of something else. And then you ask your body, what direction is yes? And your body will literally move in some direction. And then you ask it, what direction is no? And your body will move in a different direction. Then you can start asking the questions that you would like a yes or no answer. There's women that my body, when it's a yes, it moves me forward. When it's a no, sometimes I literally fall over backwards. Right. Fortunately, I've never fallen over backwards. I've had some ladies whose right hip lifted up and whose left hip moved to the left.
Oh, nice.
That's so neat. Really using your body as the pendulum, you can start learning how to trust your intuition by asking yes or no questions. And this is so crucial, because when you start trusting your intuition again, that's when you'll start learning that, oh my gosh, there's so many more opportunities available to me that I couldn't see before, because I was so focused on the stress, the frustration, not having the money, not being able to move forward.
Right. What wasn't working.
Yes.
That's beautiful. I actually have used the pendulum technique for many, many years. And I had to start by holding things in front of me, like hold a banana in front of me. Would this be good for me to eat? And it would say yes. And then I would take a bottle of beer and I'd hold it in front of me and I'd say, is this healthy for me to drink? And it's a trick question, because sometimes it would say yes. Though I happen to be gluten intolerant, and most beer has gluten in it. So I knew that it wasn't a great thing for my body, but it would give me a no. And that's what I needed to do to get my body really talking to me, because otherwise I found that I could stand there sometimes and I think, well, maybe I'm coming forward, maybe not, maybe I'm, you know, moving, swaying side to side. And so it really helped me. But I love, love, love that you shared that tool here, because people don't talk about that one a lot. And it is such an important way to tune in, or an easy way really to tune in to what your body has to tell you.
Exactly. And in a lot of individuals, they don't understand that tuning into your body is actually tuning into your soul purpose.
Yes. Yes, it's like accessing your higher self rather than your ego. Nice.
Exactly.
So in line with that, maybe you could take us a step further and tell us some benefits to meditation, because that's got to be the next step from here.
Exactly. That is one of the next steps. And first, let me tell you a little bit on what is meditation. Because when you hear the word meditation, sometimes you get this crazy image of a monk that's sitting on the top of the hill, being completely silent and sitting there for 8 to 10 hours. And you're like, oh, no, that's not what I want to do. I'm too busy.
Right. Not going to happen.
So not going to happen. Okay, so there is several different types of meditation. There's the meditation in motion. And what I mean by meditation in motion is, let's say you're doing the dishes, you just let your mind wander until there's a blank spot. That's meditation. Sometimes preferably you're not doing it when you're driving, when you get mesmerized, unless you're the passenger. But if you're a passenger in a vehicle and you're just watching the lines on the road go by, and then all of a sudden your mind just starts wandering off, and then you start dreaming of, things that you want to do, places you want to go. And then you hit that nice sweet spot where you feel this calmness within you. That's meditation. And then there's the meditation that you've already done today, because I showed you how to do the focus balance centered in the breathing. That is meditation.
Nice.
So really understanding that meditation doesn't mean that you have to run off and listen to a guided meditation for 20, 30, 40 minutes. Meditation can be your personal time in the ladies' room. You put your fingers together, you take 6 deep, deep breaths in and out. You let it go, you let go of your fingers, you let go of the tongue on the roof of your mouth, and then voila, less than a minute, you've done a little bit of meditation. And if you do that 3, 4, 5 times throughout the day, eventually, as soon as you put your finger on your thumb with the tip of your tongue on the roof of your mouth, your mind will automatically slow down. Your body will automatically let go of that stress. So meditation can be quick and easy, 30 seconds or less, under a minute, or it can be where you actually go onto YouTube or you find guided meditations where they take you through this little journey and move forward.
Right. You know, I think that that is so important, because you're right. Mothers, especially, we were just talking about how busy they are. They're running in circles. And the idea of, okay, now I need to stop and meditate, it seems so beyond their reach. And these are ideas for, okay, here's how you can bring it into your life. And it is just really a matter of quieting your mind, like you say, taking that moment. So I love that. I love that it makes it so accessible for moms, because if it's just a matter of stopping and breathing and focusing in on certain words, or even allowing yourself to almost daydream while you're riding along as a passenger in a car, those are chances for you to recharge, right? So
yes.
Love it. So you've already shared some quick and easy ways to meditate. Is there another one that you would like to share that still allows moms to be on time, or have you pretty much covered that one?
In order for us to really be on time, that there's when you do the 30 seconds with your fingers together, this time you're saying there's plenty of time for me to be on time. No, I'm going to repeat this very slowly, because this has worked for me for over 20 years in every single woman I've ever had who got up late, they jumped out of bed, their heart is pounding, they're like, oh my gosh, I'm going to be late. But they did the focus balance centered, and then they started repeating the mantra, there's plenty of time for me to be on time.
Nice.
So you do that. Now, let's say you have to drive to your appointment. And this is a secret I haven't told anybody except my high-end VIP clients. when you're driving on the street, when you first get into the car, the first thing you say is, clear the way so that I can be quickly and safely on my way. And you keep repeating that as you're driving, and the cars that are slow will literally move out of your way. They will part the way for you. The lights will turn green unless there would be an accident you would get into. Then you would reach that red light.
Right.
So even when you have to stop, that when you're doing this, your angels, your guides, or whatever you choose to call your higher self is protecting you from getting into an accident. And you will notice that even if you come a few minutes late, the other people weren't ready for you.
Yeah.
Until then. So that right there has saved me so many times. And I use it often. And my clients that used it, they're absolutely amazed. I want to say they're a little freaked out because it works. And they're like, I don't know how it works, but it does.
Yes, yes.
And then they get really, really excited. And then they want to do the focus balance centered more. They want to calm their mind down more because their life starts to flow just using the few techniques that I've showed you today. And that's really what it's about when you're a busy mom and you're running around and everything seems crazy. Wouldn't it be nice if your life would just flow?
Yes. And a piece there that I don't want people to miss is so often you're going to, say, an appointment, you've got your kids in tow, and you are 5 minutes late or 10 minutes late. So there's no way that you're going to get there on time. And what Lucy has just given you is a beautiful way to help you get there in perfect timing and safely. Right?
Yes.
Because so often we get in that zone of, oh, now we're late, and you're cutting corners, you're rushing. Maybe out where I live, people like to run the stop signs because we're on country roads, and we've had some pretty deadly accidents at our stop signs. And it's so not worth it to do that, to buy yourself an extra few minutes when you can just tell the universe what you need and make it work for you, get you there in divine timing. So love it. Love it, love it, love it.
Yes.
So, Lucy, why don't we wrap our questions up with you sharing how creativity can help us to make more money and reduce stress. And I think that this ties in really nicely with the free gift that you're offering the listeners. So perhaps you'd like to share them both, you know, tie it into that as well.
Absolutely. As a woman entrepreneur or as a woman mom, you know that when your kids are playing and you play with your kids, things to go a lot better. Mm-hmm. Well, I have created the instructions for the Wealthy Bohemian Money Pouch, which gives you the ancient secrets on how to create your own money pouch. It's a crafty little thing that you can do with your family, or you can do it alone if you want. And it will help you really focus in on drawing more money to you. And you can get that at the website Wealth, WEALTH, Pouch, POUCH.com. And I will give you instructions on how you can craft your own Wealthy Bohemian Money Pouch. And it also has secrets in there on how you can start bringing in more abundance into your life.
Nice. I'm going to go there and get it. My kids are 20 and 23. So I don't know that they're going to do the craft with me. Okay, I do know. They're not. But I'm gonna make one for sure.
Absolutely. And I've had some ladies who they were public speakers. They had agreed to how much they wanted to charge for doing a workshop. And they got to the work. They did the pouch. They were focused on the abundance challenge that I give with the pouch. And they got paid three times the amount of money they were asked for.
Okay, nice. So, I'm glad you shared that, because as I was just kind of reflecting back, and you've given so many beautiful tips to moms about things they can do to take themselves out of crisis mode, calm down. And you and I both know that helps you to start attracting back the things that you truly want in your life back to you.
Yes.
But we really haven't talked too much about how you're going to start changing things with money. So this pouch is going to help you do that. I mean, yes. All things are, but
all of the techniques prepare you to bring more money into your life.
Nice.
Because if money loves to be welcomed, money loves to be invited, and money loves to be a part of your life. And when you are running around, money can't find you. Money can't catch you because you're not stopping long enough for it to be attracted to you. Right. So the money pouch will help you do that in addition to the other techniques, because all of this brings abundance to us. It just doesn't appear to be that way.
Nice. You know, I once heard a person talk about how it's like you phone a radio station and you request 5 different songs, and then you change the radio station and you're going, why aren't they playing my songs? Right? And
yes.
It sounded that same thing, that they are playing your songs. You're just no longer there to receive it. You're not tuned in. So I love that. And I just have to say, I really hope that the listeners have noticed there's a lot of little tips that you can go back and practice these different breathing techniques, breathing down, putting your fingers together, breathing down to your toes, all of this, the whole idea of meditating, allowing your mind to wander while you're doing dishes. You're probably doing dishes anyway. So allowing yourself to get to that space of calm, these are just beautiful ways to reduce stress and recharge your batteries. And that's such an important part of being a vibrant, powerful mom. So I'm going to go practice all these things as soon as I get off the call. I think that's what I need to do. So thank you so much, Lucy, for making time in your busy schedule to share with our VPM audience. There is so much value shared here today, and I'd really like to encourage our listeners to come back and listen a few times, because there's a lot of little nuggets in here, and you can choose the ones that will work best for you right at this moment. You don't have to do them all at once, but if you're ready to, you'll certainly get the biggest bang for your buck, pun intended, if you are able to do all of them. So, Lucy, I would love for you to wrap us up by sharing, I think you have a book you want to talk about, if you want to share your website, maybe the gift link one more time. And then if you have one final last little gem that you want to leave our listeners with, I would love for you to share that.
Thank you, Debbie. I really appreciate you. My book that's up and coming, it's already at the publishers, is Magical Money Manifestation. And it's a practical and spiritual guide to help moms and individuals for manifesting more money, more freedom, and more joy. And if you sign up for the Bohemian Money Pouch at wealthpouch.com, you will be one of the very first individuals that are notified when the actual date will be coming for this book. And or you could go to my regular website at coach Lucy, Luci. Please make sure you put the I, or else you'll end up at some strange website. So it's coachlucywithani.com, and you will find out more information on how I can empower you. And I have incredible articles for moms or mompreneurs in different blog posts. And you can also listen to other individuals on my Wealthy Wednesday show on my website.
Nice. And it's a beautiful website as well, which is always nice when you go to a site and everything is just so pretty. So
yes. So for the tip, I just want to tell you, as a mom, I truly believe in you, and I understand that if you're listening to this show, you are already moving forward towards having that life of abundance, of joy, of happiness, of the vacations that you want. So keep on listening to Debbie's show, and bless you.
Oh, nice. Thank you. Thank you, Lucy. Much
you're welcome.
And thank you once again for sharing your precious time with us. A big thank you to our listeners. With much respect for you and the journey you are on, this is Debbie Pokornik and her guest, Lucy McMonagle, wishing you a vibrant and powerful day.
You've been listening to Vibrant, Powerful Moms with host Debbie Pokornik. If you've enjoyed this show, please give us a shout out and leave us a positive review.
To find out more about Debbie and her sisterhood of vibrant, powerful moms, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters NRG.com.